Morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
Today we're going to talk about a puppy program or programs.
Yes. Now, puppy programs, there's lots of different looks and feels, but I want to just walk through a couple of things that are really, really important. So between the ages of 8 and 16 weeks for a puppy, they're in what we call their critical period of development. So most stuff that they learn in that period, they will transfer, quite generalise with the world, and it's your opportunity to make them what we call bomb-proof. The dog that's confident in themselves, that's okay with other dogs, that isn't too crazy, here's this window of development that you've got to play with. The problem is that a lot of puppies aren't fully vaccinated until 12 to 16 weeks of age. So there's lots of diseases that they can get, but particularly there's a disease called parvo or parvovirus.
You've talked about this before, Joe.
I have talked about this, and it's really not a nice disease for puppies, and it can be critical. So we want to use this developmental period, but we want to keep our pups safe. In a puppy program, what I would be looking for to make sure that I'm getting the best start for my puppy is I want something where my puppy's allowed to play with other pups off lead. I want somebody there that knows canine body language so they can see if there's a problem and they can deal with it. I also want confidence building activities. I don't just want to, here you can teach your dog to sit. Now you can do this. Now, just those basic skills. I want to develop a confidence in my pup. I want to understand how my pup looks at the world differently to me. One of the things that I want to see is I want to see a program where we're dealing with bite inhibition. Now, I did some stats while it was Christmas, and I found that roughly about a quarter of a million dogs and cats are surrendered to the pound every year and are euthanized. Now, most of those are for behavioral issues. And the tragedy is, it's not for the things that you think it is. It's not medical, and it's not bad aggression cases, although there will be some. It's those basic things that if that puppy had have learnt when they were in those critical periods, you wouldn't have the problem now. So, for example, toileting in the house. People will only put up with that for a while, and then if they can't solve it, now the dog's outside. And now the dog's outside amusing themselves, and they're digging up the favourite plant that grandma gave. And then we've got a problem with barking and all that kind of stuff. So what we want to do is we want a program that's going to teach our puppies bite inhibition, so they're not lunging and mouthing the kids and nipping at the kids. We want a program that's going to teach them how to be a dog, but also how to calm down. We're going to want to find a program that's going to teach them how to be on their own without being destructive. You know, we have a great program that we run out of Passionate Vet Care in Eagle Hawk, but we're not the only ones that do good stuff. But I really implore people, if they have a puppy and that puppy is between 8 weeks of age and 6 months, get in and do a puppy program so you can learn that basic stuff, and particularly between 8 and 16 weeks of age.
Joe's going to hang around the studio for a little while, so if you've got a problem, you can ring now and I'll pass on the details. 544-1071. We can always go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
You're welcome, Sean.